To 336. Number 336. Here, number 507.
Life is for our good.
glad for our visitors, and maybe we use them too much, but we're going to have another taste of them. Brother Brian will lead us through them.
Well, the truth truly is I'm just happy to be here, and sometimes as a school teacher, where I come from, they're pretty easy on me as far as speaking, and so sometimes it seems like I hardly ever get to speak. And so a while back, someone asked me to lead songs where I'm in my home congregation, and that was great. I love to lead songs anyway. And then they asked me to have children's class as well, and they don't have any devotions between the two. And so I accepted both joyfully, because I don't get this opportunity very often. And it's a little bit the way it's going today. It's terribly enjoyable to just come in the back and see sights that are so familiar, but things that I haven't seen in a while, just like seeing these mics and the stand up here. Those are, I guess, part of my blood. I love to see that, and I know people are going to be singing. That's a great deal. It's a tremendous gift that is right here in this community. And even like the singing this morning and this evening already is often inspirational. If you ever took John Yoder's class in Life of Christ, he taught you one thing if you didn't remember anything else, and that was the feet washing chapter. So what chapter in the Bible does it talk about feet washing? All you scholars. John 13. And what happened if you didn't remember this chapter in his class? Does anyone know? You failed. Feet washing was important for some reason, and I couldn't figure out why. In communion, for how many of you is feet washing your favorite part of the service? Anybody? For Ron. A few others. All right, Frida. Well, I'll give you a little history here. It wasn't always my favorite part of the service. A little sheepish about it, in fact. All these, you know, dignified gentlemen in their black pants and suit coats even sometimes, and they're down to their neon white feet. I remember even being concerned about where I sat on communion morning, because I usually sit on the corner over here so that I could zip up that aisle and really didn't have to worry about the girls laughing at my feet, which I sense they did, and they've admitted later that they did sometimes, which they shouldn't have. However, women have a weakness sometimes that they shouldn't be doing that. I want to just read about feet washing here a little bit. So open your Bibles. Oops, I'm not at the right place here. John 13. I'd like you to think about something in this original feet washing effort here, and that is that Jesus, or true Christianity, true love in the face of hate. So think about that. Judas was there that evening. So let's find my part here. How about 1-6? Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God and went to God, he ariseth from supper, and laid aside his garments, and took a towel, and girded himself. After that, he poureth water into a basin, began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he to Simon Peter, and Peter saith unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? We'll stop there. I was going to tell you a story about feet washing, probably when it began to really mean something to me, and it wasn't as long ago as it should have been. This church house is full of memories, for good ones and bad ones. This particular event took place right up here in the front row. And probably not more than 5 years ago, I came up here to wash feet with whoever was in line. And we all know Harley Steve in here, do we not? We all grew up with Harley Steve, many of us, and we loved him. He was in my class for years and years. It seemed like they finally found someone that he was in the same age level with and went with that. And, you know, Steve did so many funny things. Just like, I know one time, I think it was in Sister Lillian's room, he just stuck his paper in a candle. And, of course, it lit up. Well, he thrust it into the wastebasket, which you can imagine the results. Bad deal. I remember the others pointing reverently to the underside of the desk, and that's where it burned. I remember when Sister Anna was teaching, and he was in my grade, and Harley Steve had this weakness for eating glue and paper. And he would be caught a lot of times. Are you eating paper, Stephen? Yes, sadly, he's been eating paper. This is all just neat memories about Steve. We boys loved him. We loved to get him to tell stories after church, especially. He was into some really wild stories having to do with his Amish background and some of the stuff that happened. It was hilarious. He really overdid it, and we made him overdo it. And, well, you know, after a while, you don't stay the same age. Most of us don't. And Steve and I pretty much parted ways. I'd see him at Sunday, and we might shake hands and laugh about something, but, you know, it was gone. The rest of the week, never saw him. I'd see him once in a while pedaling his bike, and, you know, he was getting where he couldn't see as good, and, you know, it was a little tougher. Anyway, he became a member in church here, and whatever that may have involved. And so he was the person that I was going to wash feet with this morning. And I washed his feet, and he washed mine. And if you know Steve, you know that he loved to give the greeting. This was very special to him. And for some reason, for some people, it may have been harder to give him a greeting. And I easily gave him a greeting. Wasn't a problem. But I say with shame that I felt a certain amount of pride, maybe as I began. Just here I am, this very, you know, I know you may understand this, very great person, kneeling down and, you know, humbly washing Steve's feet. These short, stubby feet, if you know Steve. And you know what? There was an experience in my heart that changed me. Feet washing became special. It's just a leveling right there. There was no change, no difference between me and Steve. There shouldn't be. That's the thing I love about feet washing, that it's humbling to get down and kneel and wash anybody's feet. And why? Why would it be harder for me to wash Steve's feet than for him to wash mine? That just, I don't know, it spoke to me just tremendously. The value of feet washing. What a gift that particular facet of the, oh, come on, what do you call these? What do you call communion? Ordinance, yeah. It's beautiful. The humility that goes with feet washing. And you know what? When you're experiencing feet washing, it's really something that you should have a hard time bearing animosity toward this person. And the thing is we want to have that toward all of you. And sometimes it's tough. Sometimes it's easier for others than it is to wash some people's feet than others. That's a sad deal. Here in the United States and in Canada, they're struggling with things called immigration. And for some reason, the sense of entitlement is heavy upon us North Americans, where God has blessed us, obviously, because of our great walk with Him. We're slow to want to let other people come in, easily forgetting that we were immigrants, or all our people, our parents were. And I would like to think about one of our ancestors very briefly here that, in my opinion, demonstrated a spirit that I think maybe we should view as we look at these immigrants that might come in and need a home. We all know who Dirk Willems is, don't we? Who was he? Who's Dirk Willems? Nathaniel. Oh, he was on the picture. What happened to him then?
He then was martyred.
Martyred, as in killed, on purpose. People are deeply concerned about immigrants coming in to our places because of the fact that they could easily hurt us. I heard this very example given that we as Anabaptists should understand this, that we should be doing that, even if they do hurt us. We're Christians. It goes down kind of hard, doesn't it? And maybe it's because we become more American than we have Christian. I would hate it if that was our lot. We're more American than Christian. Wouldn't that be sad? We know that what was Jesus' cry on the cross as he died? What did he cry out? Several things. But Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Maybe we have a hard time doing that. I know I do. Forgiveness is not called forgiveness because it's easy to do. It's because it's quite difficult. Impossible, in fact, without God's help, in my opinion. I don't think you can reach resolution in forgiveness without supernatural power, and it's because it's something that is so offensive to you personally. I heard the phrase, when you stand praying, forgive. I love that. All right, I think we'll stop with that. Why don't we stand for prayer? Father in heaven, thanks so much for the blessing of being here and for just the great fellowship here and the singing that we're going to be doing this evening. Just give us a wonderful time and encourage us in our Christian life. And wherever we're going, people go many miles between here and the next time we meet sometimes. Take us in your hand and care for us and help us to care for each other. We pray in your name. Amen.
Thank you, Brian, for that little exhortation. I think probably for me, fee washing becomes a more comes to mean more to me about every 6 months. Probably one of the most beautiful memories to me of fee washing service is seeing Brother Dan Miller up here and seeing him get up and go over and sit down over here and either see one of his granddaughters or David or somebody there putting his socks on, his shoes on. That's where feet washing meets the road. That's the real meaning of feet washing. Okay, someone have a selection.
Number 600
in the Christian hymnal. After this song, the children come forward here, standing across the front, and Brother James Overhauld is going to lead you in some songs. No Tears in Heaven.
No tears in heaven, no sorrows here.
To the front. Stand up beside George. Stand up on that. Way up there. Good. How about the rest of you? Let's get the little, put you over here where we can see. Everybody be able to see out here? Okay. Well, children, I tell you what. I didn't have very long to worry about this because I forgot completely about it till just a little bit ago. All right. Uh-oh. Sugar flop. Try again. That's fine. Now, my brother Will asked me after church to have some songs for you children, and I just, like I say, I forgot completely about it, but I'll depend on you to really sing and also to help supply the songs. Now, I'm going to supply the first one because I know it's one you know and that we have sung literally hundreds of times here. It's the song, Jesus Loves Me. And some years ago, I said a little bit about this song, and Will seems to have remembered that a lot and appreciated it, so I'll tell you just a little bit about the song, Jesus Loves Me, before we sing it, okay? Jesus Loves Me was included as a poem in a story written by a lady named Anna Bartlett Warner. And a musician of that time was a man named William Bradbury, in this case,
He wrote us the music for this song, especially for this song. Jesus loves me. Yes, I know. Now, I won't tell you a lot about this, but William Bradbury liked to have lots of children sing. 1,000 children at one time. Can you imagine? There might be 150 people here tonight. So let's say you would take about 7 times that many people, all children, all dressed in white, the way I remember, and he liked to have them sing songs. He's the one that wrote the music for Jesus Loves Me. I don't think you'll remember that, but anyhow, for whatever good it is, let's start out with the song, Jesus Loves Me, and your moms and dads and all of us, and the Lord himself is interested in hearing us sing, all right? Are you ready to sing it? Let's see here. Hold me so right there. Jesus
loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me.
One of you have a song you'd like to sing tonight? Any of you? All right, yes. Building up the temple. All right. Do any of you know what the temple is? What is the temple? Well, it might be, you might think of it like a church. Building a church, however, is not this building, it's building our lives. But we build one block at a time, don't we? So are you going to do the motions with us? Maybe you're too tight together. You might need to spread apart a little bit and really let's go. Okay, here we go.
Building up the temple, building up the temple, building up the temple of the Lord. Say, brother, won't you help me?
Sister, won't you help me?
Building up the temple of the Lord. Building up the temple, building up the temple, building up the temple of the Lord. Say, brother, won't you help me? Sister, won't you help me? Building up the temple of the Lord.
Very good. Another one? Yes, Jenna.
My God is so big.
My God is so big. Is he big? Can he do anything? You believe it? All right.
My God is so big, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do.
My God is so big, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do. The mountains are his, the rivers are his, the skies are his, and he were too. My God is
good. I don't remember all the motions, so I'm glad you did. How about one more? Anybody else have one? Yes.
Jesus loves me.
Well, we just sang that one. Can you think of another one? I don't mind seeing it twice, but anybody else have one yet? Let's see if I would have one. How about Jesus loves all the children of the world? Do we know that one? All right.
Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world.
Red, brown, yellow, black, and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world.
All right, well, I'm sure he loves each one of us, and we want to love everybody. And besides loving him, we want all of you to grow up to be singers for Jesus. And remember that? Take that with you. You're dismissed.
Thank you, Brother James, for leading the sing. I really appreciate that. Take your church hymnals. Let's turn to number 640. After this song, I'm going to ask Kevin Miller to come up and lead a song, if you would, after this song here. Number 640. Kevin leads a song, then we'll have the Nathaniel Toms family.
Take a church hymnal and turn to 452. It's been a real blessing to be here this morning and this evening. Say amen to what was said, sermons, and the words that were spoken. Andy, could you get in the pitch for me, please? 452 church hymnal.
Thank you. So we enjoy singing together, and we were asked if we could share some songs tonight. And these are just first one's just a simple song that we've been singing for many years. And the second one is one that we have been singing for a couple months. And the first one is on being blessed. I know I'm blessed. And it's a song that we really enjoy singing as a family. We've sang it here before, so if you haven't heard it, it's going to be new for you on being here before. But on the second one, on the hillsides of glory, it was a new song for us, and so we decided to learn it. And the girls have done exceptional in learning it. So may God be glorified.
Thank you, Hope and Nathaniel and children, for that. I always really enjoy hearing families singing up here. I'm going to be a little courageous here. The church hymnal, 453. I'm wondering how many of you know this. And there's at least some that know it well enough to. How many of you know this song? Okay. Andy, I'm going to kind of ask you to help me lead it a little bit from back there. This was a song that we used to sing a lot, and I really love it. But I haven't sang it for a lot of years. After this song, Andy, you have a men's group? Okay, you'll be next after this song here. 453, oh how happy are they.
Oh how happy are they who their Savior obey, and have laid up their treasures above. Oh,
going to sing two songs this evening with some visitors, but not visitors here. It's good to have Kevin and Brian and Steve here visiting right now. And I was looking for a song, and my eyes lit on this song, and I knew instantly I wanted to sing it tonight. It's great to think of memories and be together again. And knowing when we part that there is something there that will hold us, will always hold us together. And of course, one day we'll be together somewhere where we'll never part. And that's our second song, is Bright New World, a very familiar song. But speaking of a world that will be pain-free and no more crying or sickness, and everything will be okay.
Increase. Someday a bright new wave will break upon the shore, and there will be no sickness, no more crying, no more war, and little children never will grow hungry anymore, and there will be a bright new morning over there. There'll be a bright new world for us to share. Someday will be the way of life with love the only rule, and there will be a bright new morning over there. There'll be a bright new world for us to share. Someday
your church hymnal number 216. In listening to those songs, I was hearing songs of promises, songs of blessings. And I'm very happy that we're very thankful. That's what the Christian faith is. After this song, why, Brother Tim Miller, would you come lead us a song for the congregation? I'd appreciate that. Number 216, the church hymnal.
Now the day is over, night is drawing nigh. Shadows of evening steal across the sky. Jesus, God
After this next song, then we'll have the Joseph Miller family.
More than likely, my family would be able to guess which song we're going to sing right now, number 492. In the church hymnal, 492 in the church hymnal. I love this song because I think it speaks so well of the message to us of what Christ would have us do and be. And I remember the first time I ever heard this song was I helped to sing it in a men's group right here, and I just really loved it ever since. We're across the crowded ways of life.
Nostoso, where cross the crowded ways of life, where some the prize of grace and above the noise of selfish strife we hear thy voice, O Son.
We have two songs tonight, and the first one is about 1 Corinthians 13. Love is patient and kind. Song we have tells a story. We sung it here some time ago, but it's one of the children's favorites and our favorites too. We encountered it, or we thought about it while we were going over the story of Jesus' crucifixion and his resurrection. And it's amazing how there's always a song for every occasion. And Eunice, I think, remembered this song, and so we dug it up, and it's been a family favorite ever since.
Father's side, gone, over death triumphant, gone, sin is defeated, gone, he lives forevermore. Mary came unto the tomb of Jesus, the stone was rolled and he had gone away. The angel said, fear not, I know whom seek ye, but he is risen, this she heard him say. Gone, the stone is rolled back, gone, the tomb is empty, gone, to sit at the Father's side. Gone, over death triumphant, gone, sin is defeated, gone, he lives forevermore. My friend, if you don't know my risen Savior, I beg of you, don't wait too late to pray. Don't wait until his bride has been completed. Don't wait until you hear him say, too late. God, the stone is rolled back on, the tomb is empty gone, to sit at the Father's side. Gone, over death triumphant, gone, sin is defeated, gone, he lives forevermore. Gone, over death triumphant, gone, sin is defeated, gone, he lives forevermore.
Thank you, Joseph and Eunice and family there. That was very beautiful. I'd like to sing number 466 in the Christian hymnal. After this song, and I'm going to ask Laverne Ropp to come up and lead a song of his mother's choosing. And so Katie, you can pick a song for Laverne to lead after this song. And Laverne, if you'd want to come up here right as we're at the last verse, you're just ready to take over. And then after Laverne leads that song, we'll be looking to the volunteer chorus to sing, and we'll turn it over to the ministry to close then. And I want to just say here too, thank you very much for participating, taking part, whichever, just for being here. 466, song by Fanny Crosby.
All the way my Savior leads me, what am I to rest beside? Gather thou his tender mercy, who through life has been my guide. Heavenly peace, divine discomfort, here by faith in him to dwell. For I know,
number 446.
wasn't exactly the song I expected her to choose, but I think as time goes on, she has more favorites. So anyway, all right.
Transition, love. Savior's name. Kind of by accident, maybe. Singing two songs about heaven. First one, Perpetually. I think of as years go by, and of course, thinking about that we left for Romania in 2001. We were here for 4 years in between now and then. During those times, one thing that often impressed me were all the different people that weren't there when we came back. Beautiful to think about the fact it's a good place. As you know, my father-in-law died. There was a great story given at his funeral, not a story, but one you've all heard. You see the sail disappear. These old ships, you know, the curve of the earth, they go out of port, and the sails slowly drop away on the other side. And we say, they're going. What can I do with this? I'm fine. They're leaving. On the other side, there's people saying they're going. So what do you think about that, huh? Oh, beautiful man. Another reason I wanted to sing this song is I heard Uncle Will like it. I'd love to do this in honor of his respect and appreciation for the years that I worked with him on the job and the huge impact that he and my own had in my life. And maybe we should leave it there. He's still looking for good health.
Thank you.
time. We don't want to keep you too long. We have two more songs. This is another common one, but sometimes with my students, I tell them to think about the beauty of words. Think about beautiful words. What are words that are beautiful to you? Well, give me a few. What do you think of? One word.
Love.
Love. Jesus. Amazing. Salvation. Those are beautiful words.
Peace.
Peace. Thank you. A word that I think of as beautiful. And it's a beautiful word, and it's been maybe my favorite word in the English language. Since a young boy. So this is in recognition of my parents. I love the word home. Isn't it a beautiful word? Home.
Volunteer choir, you never know.
I was asked if I would even sing a song, so
we're going to sing this song, Jesus.
Any of you that have helped sing it before, you want to come up and help us? Take your place. This is one of the few songs we sing that speaks to the subject of feet washing that was mentioned earlier this evening. And for my own lesson, let me tell you this. Some years ago, as a young man, I landed up at Cox Medical Center. And 2 years ahead of me, as alternative service. I promise you, if I wouldn't have been there for that, I think I would have left by the end of the first day. And they like to tell stories in there about people that disappeared when they started working in the hospital. But one thing I found out, that touching another human being
has a certain amount of repulsiveness in it. If you think, you know, I know many of you have been there, but I hadn't been there. Cleaning up adults that are in a mess. A young, not so young Irishman was my mentor and teacher in there. He told me, get your hands in there and you can wash up afterwards. Good lesson. And the whole spectrum of feet washing is on a new dimension to it. This little song, Jesus. I've got some extra copies here. If you need one, I'll give you one. Anybody else want one? Yes, are you good?
I didn't quite understand when they say
volunteer choir, anybody is welcome. We come here and we have a nice group. We could have twice this morning. We're throwing you off all our when we have a chance for a lifetime.
I am just blessed today. This morning, especially, my heart was just so touched. It was challenged in so many levels. And there was one song that occurred to me when Brother Tim was talking, and I actually jotted it down. Maybe we should sing it, To Be Like Jesus, just that little chorus. Can we sing that?
To be like Jesus, to be like Jesus, all I have, to be like Him, all through life's journey, from earth to glory, all I have, to be like
Him. Does anybody have anything you'd like to share tonight? The Lord has spoken to you today. Else. I just woke up this morning, but I wasn't sure what I would say except that I was blessed to be here, and maybe that's enough. I just feel like my heart is full. There's one thing that I thought of while the service was going on this morning, and I thought of it again this evening in the songs and so on, that somebody said, a statement that somebody said to encapsulate what he felt Anabaptist life was, Anabaptist theology and practice. And he said there's three things. He said something like this: the center of our faith is Christ, the center of our life is community, the center of our work is reconciliation. And I had to think of that again when Brian was talking about feet washing. And may our work be reconciliation, and may our life be Christ, and may our center of our faith be Christ, and may our life be engaged in helping each other, working, making these things more than concepts, more than things we talk about on Sunday, but realities in our lives. I've just been blessed. Anybody else have anything you'd like to share? Okay, we've got a couple of announcements. One is that there is going to be an ordination this weekend down at the Little Flock congregation in Arkansas, where Charles Hamilton is from. So I believe Brother Steve is going down there, when? Probably Thursday or Friday? Oh, it's the next? It's the next week. Okay. All right, we can pray for it a week extra then. So that's happening down there soon. And we're planning the school cleaning this Wednesday, 6:30, instead of our midweek prayer service. Anything we need to know about that? More announcements to follow. All right, any other announcements tonight? Thank you for being here. Thank you for your participation. And let's go with God this week in His strength, power of His Spirit, and in the strength of His love. Let's stand for prayer. Laverne Miller, would you lead us in prayer, please?